It's no surprise to hear that renewable energy is, of course, one of the major contributors to global energy supplies. But how are renewable formats being integrated into city planning? Are they a priority? Are urban planners even up to date with the technologies? Tony Matthews is a lecturer in urban and environment planning at Griffith University. Tony, very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, it's interesting. You've been talking in an article recently about how different types of renewable energy can actually have the potential to radically transform built environments. And it's interesting because most sort of people think of renewable energy only from energy saving prospects.
Yeah, it's there's so much to think about in the renewable energy sector, and there's so much that's happening. And one of the things that we wanted to capture in our article, Nick, was the idea that the pace of change is overtaking, in some cases, is overtaking the very professionals that are charged with managing this change. So in some regards, it's no real surprise that members of the public are scrambling to find, are scrambling to keep their knowledge current. So there's all kinds of things happening in all sorts of ways that built environments can and will change as a result of renewable energy. You know, if we were to be quite technical about it, energy efficiency is probably could really be treated as a separate matter. You could make, for example, your house more energy efficient through use of insulation and passive design and changing window types and things like that. But what renewable energy offers us is the option to produce electricity that is low or no carbon, as opposed to the type of electricity that we're commonly producing at the moment, which in Australia, at least, is largely coal-powered and therefore very heavily polluting.
Now, you mentioned that you think that sometimes the technological growth is kind of outpacing land use planning systems. This must be creating some havoc.
To some degree, it is. Yeah, to some degree, it is. Some jurisdictions are handling it better than others. Some were geared up to try and address this challenge a few years ago. They saw that it was coming. Others are fighting a more rearguard action. I think the performance of planning systems in this country, in Australia, is it's fairly average. It could be a lot better. And I'm not saying that as a criticism of planning systems. Mm. I'm simply saying that, you know, here is a new technology and a new urban intervention that's come along that's seriously reshaping how we do things and how we conceive of built environments and cities and the spaces that we live and work in. So it is, you know, to my mind, incumbent upon our planning systems to be up to speed with what those challenges actually mean in terms of managing built environments. So Australian planning systems, which are run on a state-by-state basis, are doing okay, but planning systems in other countries, so for example, places like Germany or the UK or parts of the US are doing much, much better and much further ahead in terms of responding to these renewable energies. But the real issue here is the question of pace, the pace of renewable energy improvement and rollout and the associated price reductions are just happening so fast, it's very, very hard for policymakers to actually keep up.
We're also seeing, I think, maybe more of a focus in new planning decisions. What does it mean for older built environments? How do we go about retrofitting?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting question. That, and first of all, just to tackle the new developments thing, it's much easier to, I mean, as you can imagine, it's much easier to plan and design a new development to be compatible with renewable energy technologies because it hasn't happened yet. So you can sit down with your architects and your engineers and your planners and everybody else and sort of work out some sort of a template or a pattern of development that would facilitate renewable energy delivery and indeed improvement. But the question about retrofitting is a really important one because so much of our built environment is already built and it's very, very slow to change. I mean, the rate of renewal in the built environment is about 2% a year. So it would take, you know, to change a whole city or to, you know, renew a whole city at that pace would take many years, possibly a century. So how do you retrofit? Well, the first thing that you've got to do is look at what the technologies actually are. And right now, the more conventional renewable technologies that we have, at least in Australia, are, you know, it's broadly wind power and solar power. And in terms of solar power, it's solar panels on building roofs. Okay, so in an existing built environment, that's probably the number one type of renewable technology that you'll see as renewable is solar panels on roofs. And that's fine, right? And we've had those for, you know, more than 10 years now.
Yeah.
But what's happening is we're increasingly moving into new technologies, things like solar wrapping, for example, which is know, these are new technologies that are being built that will actually sort of roll onto the exterior of buildings and turn the whole wall, if you like, into a solar panel or solar windows and things like that. So we have to ask ourselves questions as in terms of how we want our cities to go or how we plan them. Are we going to plan for the technologies that we have right now, which are things like roof-mounted solar panels, or are we also going to plan for the things that might be along in 5 or 10 years? And my answer to that is we should absolutely be planning for those as well. So it kind of leaves us with a bit of a dilemma. We're trying to cope and respond to the technological situation such as it is today, but that's changing so fast that we really need to be looking 5 and 10 years down the line as well. But this is an entirely new paradigm. You know, traditionally, electricity generation happened outside of cities, or if it happened in cities, it was in just in a corner of a city somewhere where you had an electricity generating plant, usually coal-fired, and then the electricity is sent into the city on transmission wires. Renewables allow us to actually generate electricity more or less on site.
You said just then that that's a bit of a paradigm shift in thinking to take that long look. Are you confident that we can make that shift? It is very hard to turn these kind of mindsets around.
Yes, it is very hard to turn these kinds of mindsets around. We have a term that we commonly use to describe that. It's just this idea of path dependency, which basically just describes the notion that professionals of any description, be they urban planners or anything else, get used to doing things a certain way, and they get used to a certain sort of a settled professional landscape, if you like. And so when new disruptions come along, things like renewable energy in the energy sector, or something like Uber in the transport sector, it very much disrupts this path dependency, this kind of comfort with how we're doing things. And systems can really push back against that. They're not as flexible and as adaptable to change as they might be. So these kinds of sudden and abrupt transitions or disruptions really do challenge our capacity to respond to them. And one of the major things that it challenges is our sort of professional lethargy, if you like. We need to sort of shake ourselves awake again and bear down on a new environment and a new reality. And, you know, that's difficult in itself. And it can also be frustrated by things like political battles and ideological differences. And I mean, we've certainly seen that in renewable energy in Australia with all of the to-ing and fro-ing about renewable energy targets and the waxing and waning government support for renewable energy options and things like that. So that doesn't help as an external set of events either.
Tony, it sounds like we've got a few hurdles on the way, but my fingers are crossed. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Nick, and we might have hurdles ahead of us, but this is coming, basically. Renewable energy is coming, and it's going to get more common and much more obvious in built environments. So we simply have to learn to manage it and respond to it. There's no other way. The technology is arriving now. The market is delivering it, and we simply have to learn to integrate it. And I'm very optimistic that we will.
Optimism is good to hear. Tony, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nick.